plantations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the azab down. At the end of the surah also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these people are saying that you are a mad person, that this is completely wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the nasihat here for the whole of mankind. The next surah is surah Al-Haqqa, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Qiyamah and the reality of Qiyamah. Those people in the past were not prepared to accept Qiyamah. They were completely destroyed. And on the day of Qiyamah, there will be two groups of people. Some throw him into the fire of Jahannam and put all chains around him and drag him now into Jahannam. He was not prepared to accept the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He did not encourage people to feed the poor people. So now a person will have to go to great difficulties. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a qasam on the Quran Sharif that the only way which a person will be saved on the day of Qiyamah is to hold firm onto the Quran Sharif. This is what will help and assist the person. لَوْ يَفْتَدِي مِنْ عَذَابِ يَوْمِ إِذٍ بِبَنِي. If only I can get saved from the punishment today. I don't care if my child goes also in the punishment in place of me. But he must go, but I want to get saved from it. And his own wife also, and his own brother also, and all his family members who protected him in this world, and whoever is in the surface of the earth, I wish I could get saved, and they can go in the fire of Jahannam, they can be my ransom. So a person don't care about anybody, or anybody having anal intercourse, and oral intercourse, and all other, today unfortunately because of the television, people watch all of these things and they demand from their wives, all haram, completely immoral things. This is not a person of Iman. A person of Iman, he fulfills his desires according to necessity. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ. You can fulfill your desires. There is no malama, there is no blame upon him, salatu wasalam. And especially the father of the Anbiya alayhi wasalam, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. 950 years he gave da'wah to his people. And he called them morning and evening, in open gatherings, in quiet gatherings. What and what mujahada he made. And he told his people, استغفروا ربكم. Make istighfar and ask Allah ta'ala for forgiveness. Allah is most forgiving. Allah will send rains upon you people. Allah will...
حتى إذا ارتفع البناء. Until the building now became high, and now to reach higher, it wasn't simply possible. And they did not have scaffolding, they did not have a hoist or anything. So Allah Ta'ala sent down the Maqam Ibrahim. جَاءَ بِهَذَا الْحَجَرِ فَوَضَعُوا لَهُ فَقَامَ عَلَيْهِ. Then Allah Ta'ala sent down the Maqam Ibrahim, which worked, it is said, as a hoist. That Ibrahim Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam should give the rocks which he used to bring from the mountains and the stone, the Maqam Ibrahim, which is kept safe, intact there, and everyone knows the Maqam Ibrahim. But the Maqam Ibrahim is not that beautiful gold cage with that wonderful shining glass and with the amount of ether that is put on it. But inside there, if we see, we will see that original rock on which the footprints of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's feet are. That is what is Maqam Ibrahim. So on that, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam used to stand and it used to lift him up to the place where he had to carry on building. We cannot imagine what a building it might have been, what a solid building it is. Without any architect's plans, without engineer's plans or anything, but so solid that it has stood for how long. And in fact, it is mentioned that the Maqam Ibrahim, the government wanted to move in so that the people making tawaf do not have difficulty at that point. But no matter what they tried, they could not move it 1 millimeter. It wouldn't just shake from its place. It is so solid there and it will remain there. So in this way, they had, and also the Hajar al-Aswad was also brought from Jannat, and on its time, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam then put it on its place. وَهُوَ يَبْنِي وَإِسْمَعِيلُ يُنَاوِلُهُ. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was building, and Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam used to give him the stones. يُنَاوِلُهُ الْحِجَارَ. And it is also mentioned once the Kaaba Sharif was built, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came and taught them fully the how Hajj should be made. All the arkan of Hajj, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam had come and he had taught them how to make Hajj. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, other son, Ishaq alayhi salam, the brother of Ismail alayhi salam. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's other wife, Sarah, they were at that time in Bayt al-Maqdis, which we call Bayt al-Muqaddas. And from there they had come and they also made Hajj. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam stayed here for some time, and after that he returned to Sham, Syria, and he passed away there. And while they were building, وَهُمَا يَقُولَانَ, While they were building, they were saying, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. That is, with the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, and what a zikr, this dua, which Allah Ta'ala has also put into the Qur'an Sharif, and nobody's Qur'an Sharif can be complete today without this dua. And this dua, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali taught us that the word taqabbal, O Allah, accept from us. It is that aspect of Arabic grammar that it is not worthy of acceptance, but you in your infinite mercy, you accept it. What we can just see the outward aspects of the building of the Kaaba Sharif. A man who is 100 years old, he is building the Kaaba Sharif. And with what sincerity and with what pure wealth they were building it, everything. And yet they are feeling that it is not worthy of acceptance. And also that a person gets Jannat by Allah Ta'ala, and forever and ever, it is also not in return of any action of man. Man's action can never ever come up to the level where Allah Ta'ala wants it. But it is solely a favor of Allah Ta'ala. And in this dua, we are taught also that whatever actions we do, whatever we do, we must never trust on our action. And we have to do it. It is faraz for us to do, wajib, mustahab, whatever it is. But we must not feel that on account of our actions we got this, we will get that. It is solely and only by the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained this explicitly, then Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha also asked, not even you, O Nabi of Allah, that you will enter Jannat on account of your actions. And what the actions of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, what sincerity, what devotion, every moment. He said, not even me, but only that Allah ta'ala enshrouds me in His mercy, that I will also enter Jannat. So we must continuously be crying and be depending on Allah for His mercy. We must never think that we are very pious, we have achieved this, we have done this. It is only and solely by the mercy of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. May Allah grant us these realities. Wa akhiru da'wana.